Hey, Anton.
Yeah, Margaret?
You know what people don't talk about enough?
What?
Eric knew. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And we're people here to discuss the show our friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
If that sounds like you, stick around. If your friend sent you this podcast out of a desperate attempt to get you to watch Young Royals, take this as a sign.
Go watch Young Royals, then come back to this podcast.
Margaret, what are we talking about today?
Today we will be having a plot discussion of Season 1, Episode 3, focusing on the relationship between Wilhelm and Simon.
Woohoo! In this discussion, we won't be summarizing the plot of the episode, because we already did that. If you need or want a refresher, head back one episode in our feed to our most recent This Week at Hilarska for a full breakdown. This episode discussion will likely be all over the place, so strap in. You have been warned.
Okay. So, I guess we should probably start with the cold open, huh?
Yeah. Last cycle, we were really bad about that for, like, a huge portion of it.
Were we?
Because, like, we're really on ourselves about being, like, more chronological, despite our disclaimer. and so we, like, I was probably partially guilty of, like, being, like, we should be, like, more coherent. But I feel like the vast majority of people who listen to this podcast have watched the show so many times. So.
Yeah. Probably.
So. But. No, yeah. You start. What do you mean, Margaret, by Eric New?
So this is one of those things that people do talk about, but I don't think they talk about it enough, so the enough is going to be the key word here.
Mm-hmm.
When Wilhelm was on FaceTime with his brother before he went into lunch for Parents Weekend, mm-hmm. and Eric clocked his ass so fast, being like, there is no way my little brother is staying at school to do homework. He had to have met somebody. And so Eric knew, but Wilhelm never got to actually tell him. And that destroys me on a daily basis.
Yeah. I think in so many ways, even though we're going out of order, like, I think it's important to start with this scene because it's like, feels really central to this episode, because now, because of our spoiler, but now that our, even with our spoiler embargo, we can finally be like, hey, Eric dies.
yeah.
And like, this episode in so many ways, like, me thinking a big picture, like I often do, is like, we're really, just like episode 2 kind of was all leading up to that kiss, in a way that like is a lot more deceptive, but I think is still very true. Like, episode 3 gets you riding towards a high and really working for an ending that you almost get.
Yeah.
And then it gets taken away from you.
Yeah.
And I think in a lot of ways, season 1, episode 3 is when the show becomes the show.
I would agree with that.
In a lot of ways.
It's when it gets, it's like dark. We're not going to be happy-go-lucky rainbows and sparkles.
Yeah. Like, it's not to say the show is inconsistent in tone in the first two episodes, but if I wanted to pick a point at which the show really settles into where it's gonna live,
it's 1-3.
It's 1-3, and to me, it has always been specifically the line, I think we should forget about that.
Yeah. I agree with that. I hadn't really thought about it that carefully before, but I do agree, I think.
Yeah. As someone who has seen so many people watch this show, I just, like, and, like, listeners can feel free to disagree with me, but I don't know. I am weirdly, I don't think weirdly, because I think a lot of people are, but like, I love the piano scene so much.
Oh, yeah.
This might be my favorite opening scene. Like, I don't have a full scope, and season 3 is not out yet, but like, I love this scene so much for what it is, because it's just like, I don't know. I rewatched some reactions in preparation for this, and just like the way people will just like keep talking about, and I will keep talking about the just like affection on display in that opening scene.
It's like the one time we see them, and I can use the word soft to describe it.
Yeah, it's a very, it's just like, it's a, and like, in the context of this episode, especially, but like, I mean, in the context of the show as a whole, too, in the most non-spoilerly way I can say that, like, it's a very precious moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilhelm saying, let's forget about that, to Simon wanting to bring up the kiss that happened at the end of the previous episode, really is like the moment the show becomes the show, because it is shatters. A show that establishes like, we don't give you what you want the way you want it.
No.
Like, and you could almost be mistaken for thinking that for the first two episodes. Because the first two episodes do build in a way that, like, progresses forward. And it is, to me, that moment is so genius because it is the moment when we, depending on how you look at it, either step backward or step to the side.
Yeah.
For reasons that are just fundamental to the show. And that's really all I have to say on that. But like, it's just like, I mean, the show has great opening scenes in terms of how it establishes the tone of an episode and kind of how things are going to be going. And so if we really look at that with this scene, you're just like, huh.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to build you up and then knock you down.
Oh, big fucking time.
And it's like, If I really tried to map out this episode in my head, you're moving around so chaotically. From, like, if you're, like specifically, like, thinking of Wilhelm and Simon's plot line, as we often do on the show, considering we immediately, it's the first thing we talk about every cycle. Like, it's so all over the place. If we're moving kind of in chronological order, I do want to move on to like talking about just the locker room staring scene.
I'd love to see it. Let's do it.
So like, it's just so funny. I can't you watch it enough times and it just starts becoming funny to me, because the more I consume this story, the more the distance between the piano scene and the gym class scene feel like two blinks of an eye.
Yeah.
And that's not a criticism. I think it's just funny because it's just like, the degree of denial that Wilhelm is in, but then the strength of his feelings pushing past that denial is just...
It's... Yeah. No, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fully, yeah.
like, I guess the one thing we didn't talk about with the piano scene is the completion of the thought, I'm not, into I'm not like that.
Yeah.
And like, if we can sit for a moment in just the absolute mortification on Simon's face in that at the end of that scene.
Yeah.
Like, he is all of us, but also he is having his own little, like, little special reaction to that. That it's just like, it's some of my favorite acting in the entire episode, because it's like fully understanding what is happening.
Yeah.
Like, I do not think Simon believes for a second that Philhelm is actually not like that.
No. No.
Like, that is the face of someone who knows they're being bold-faced lied to.
Oh, for sure. But he's also not about to call him out on it.
Because it's the face of someone who knows that he's lying to himself, the person's lying to themselves too.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, you believe what you're saying right now? Which makes me both sad and devastated. Like,
at the same time, which is a lot to feel.
Yeah. But I think from what we've already seen of Simon, especially from the degree to which we analyze episode 2, I think the speed at which he gets from kind of like sad boy, embarrassed, like, to just frustrated and passive aggressive in the locker room scene. And yeah. Like, which is his right. I want to be very clear about this. Like, in our continued effort to be truly balanced on this show, like, I think something people really have to weigh going forward, starting in this episode, is Wilhelm's internalized homophobia and other issues versus what I just wrote in my notes as Simon's side.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think we've made small references to this here and there. But it's like, with this show, I really think it is important to hold both.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, internalized homophobia is not an excuse for hot and cold, but it is a reason why it happened. And you can't really blame somebody for having internalized homophobia, but you can say it really sucks the way you treated somebody because of it.
Yeah, I know I've definitely said this on the show before. If I haven't, I'm crazy, because I say it often. Like, whenever people criticize a character's actions, in a way that I feel is unfair, my first question is often, what did you want them to do?
Yeah.
Reasonably.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. Like, I...
Yeah, because there's, I would have done something different, but, like, that's great, but you're not that character.
Yeah. And... I'm about to go fucking nonverbal. I'm just like, it's like, ah! It is so just,
You got it.
Anton attempts to be eloquent for 2 minutes straight, fails.
You got it. I believe in you.
Like, because also I'm just getting self-conscious about, like, feeling like I'm repeating myself, but it's just like, this show has such a deeply psychological understanding of its characters to the degree that I'm just like, yeah, what else are we gonna do?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Like,
What the hell just happened? Why does it keep doing this to me? It keeps cutting out.
I'm waiting.
My computer did it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're doing great, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
You're good. Just thinking, what was I saying?
We get so into the these characters psychologically.
Yeah. That, like... do you remember going into episode 3 with, like, such an insane level of hope?
Yeah, I do.
First time you watched it?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, I do, like, actually.
Like, you go into it flying high.
Yeah.
Like...
I was thriving.
We go into it thriving. We're like, oh my god, what queer show
I was like, could fucking finally.
By episode 2.
Yeah.
No other show could ever. And then we're like, oh, that's why I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I do remember that. I remember it very well.
Like, God, I'm such a stupid consumer of media.
Uh-huh.
To think, oh, they gave me what I wanted that early.
Yep.
Why did I trust that?
Mm-hmm. Mine was, why did I stay up so late my night before a 12-hour shift to consume this, to be disappointed? Not like disappointed, like, in the show, but I was so hopeful, and then it just wasn't that. And I was like, God damn.
Yeah, it's like, what is it that is just like... It's like, why do we believe... That a relationship that has already been so hard won was gonna just keep being easy. Like, I don't know. Like, for me, it's just like, I think an understandable and completely justifiable reaction to the opening of episode 3 is feeling like you're being gaslighted by the main character.
Yeah. That's valid. But like, I think he's gaslighting himself. I don't think it's
he is, and that's what makes it okay. But it's like, it's like, bestie, were you there?
Yeah.
Bestie, were you there the amount of times I defended you last episode by being like, their first mutual kiss was initiated by Wilhelm, and then I'm opening this episode being like, respectfully, fuck you. Like,
yeah,
like, God, Wilhelm's capacity for self-delusion is impressive.
Yeah.
Like...
A little bit.
A little bit.
Maybe more than a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of it.
Yeah. But it's like... With this locker room scene, you just get like... Primo Simon stink face. Just like... Just the, like, it's like, you get it so much, where you're just like, you're like, oh, like, I know what's happening, like, and we know what's happening, because you saw it in episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
You saw those moments where Simon was like, for my own sanity, I am gonna pretend this isn't happening. Or do my best to pretend it isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, okay, I was vulnerable, and now I live to regret it. And so now I am going to be cold to you. Like, I am going to, like, be hurt about this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, like... I don't know. We talk a lot about Simon, like, walking that line between, like, being a people pleaser with the people he loves and also giving no shits. And it's just like...
Yeah.
And it's this thing of it's like, I'm not spending my energy on this.
Yeah.
Like, he really does be like, I do not think he's expecting what happens in the gym class scene. But it is definitely, he is definitely not giving Wilhelm, like, anything back anymore.
Mm-mm. Not at that point, at least.
Yeah. Because it's like, okay, I was hopeful last episode, and now I've been burned. So now you, you're gonna need to, like, Wilhelm did need to put in the work.
Yeah. And he did, to be fair.
And he did. In what I wrote in my notes as Wilhelm's queer panic montage.
Yeah.
That is always what I think of it. And it's a lot of it is probably affected by the amount of and how little of that montage is ever shown in reaction videos. And so, like, it just gets quicker and quicker for me every time I think about it in my head. But it's like, it really is kind of us really sitting with Wilhelm and being like, okay, this boy is not okay. This boy is like involuntarily, like, just kind of low-key obsessed. He is really just, like, consumed by feelings.
Yeah.
In a way that he just stops being able to mentally deny. Like, I think it's so interesting to me how quickly the blocks fall down.
Which blocks are you talking about?
The blocks between I'm not like that and let's forget about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
No, let's forget about that. That's a different line. The blocks between I'm not like that and I take it back.
Mm-hmm.
In the gym class scene, because we've talked about in Privilege Punishment about how, like, yes, like, Wilhelm does have a lot against him considering himself as a queer person.
Yeah.
And, like, recognizing what these feelings are.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I never want to feel like I'm praising a character for what one might call the bare minimum, but you just get this, like, sense of his feelings are strong enough to get past his own bullshit.
Yeah. And I don't think that's the bare minimum. I think that's kind of fucking difficult.
It really is. I do think, like, let's forget about that is a very recognizable turn in budding relationships between someone who is out of the closet and someone who's in the closet.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of times it does end there. And it's like, obviously, like, we wouldn't really have a show if it did. But, right. Like, it is a testament to Wilhelm's character.
Yeah.
That it doesn't end there.
Yeah, and he didn't. Yes, we wouldn't have a show. But also,
yeah,
he very obviously didn't want it to end there. He's just going through it right now.
Yeah. And, like, really looking at the episode, that's always something that's really, I shouldn't say always, it's been something that really, that's been really interesting to me when I've been thinking about this episode, like, by itself, as we do, is that, like, we really do fix Wilhelm, we break Wilhelm and Simon and fix it relatively quickly.
Yeah.
And then we just, like, keep that lingering thing of see you on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to just, like, sit with them having openly, I mean, openly in quote, in quotation marks, because it's like, that is, he's still being very subtle.
It's as open as we're going to get for now, though.
Yeah. And as I mentioned in this week at Hellerska, like, both in the piano scene and in the gym class scene, their real conversation does not start until they are the only ones in their room.
Yeah.
And I think that's always important to recognize, because it's like baby steps.
I mean, yeah, but...
Exactly. So, but it's like, if we're just, we're like only focusing on them in this episode, we really are just kind of sitting pretty for a lot of the episode. Being
yeah.
like, cool. We've acknowledged that there is something here, even if some of it's going unspoken, and we're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we get things pushing through to the surface, and we get to actually treat this for what it is, instead of like being like, there isn't a budding relationship happening here.
Because
It's like, we have church singing too, where they're staring at each other and Sarah peeps it. We have the Eric convo, as already mentioned. We have the lunch scene. We have, did you give the prince a little kissy?
yeah, we do.
And the rest is just kind of them living and going about their lives with this just like future date that's there and is key, and he's like keeping them together and like keeping this just like energy between them.
Yeah.
That's just so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the church singing scene is great, but like, the lunch scene is one of my favorite scenes in the entire show.
It is good.
Like, I'm really struggling to even describe why. I mean, just so much great stuff happens, but it's like, I only really noticed this time around that like, Wilhelm asks Simon's permission to sit down at the table.
Yeah.
And like, his interaction with Linda, meeting her for the first time, great. Just like, after our initial derailment at the beginning of the episode, we're finally on like solid footing and like going somewhere and like really like investing in like seeing what this can be and like leaning into that excitement of, I might not know exactly what's happening, but like, I know that I want it to be happening, and that I'm admitting to myself, I mean, specifically like Wilhelm, like I'm admitting these emotions to myself.
Yeah.
And I am not hiding from them.
Right.
Like, I'm curious. The line in his conversation with Eric where he says it's not a crush.
Yeah.
I always interpret that as like, he's offended that you would minimize it like that.
I always took it the other way. I took it as him minimizing it. Because yeah. It's like his big brother.
That's fair. I was like, fuck you, it's not a crush. Like, there's multiple ways of taking that, but for like the way I've always had it in my head is like, a crush would mean it's not requited. And there's like things happening already. Like, it's not me meaning over this guy that I have barely even talked to. And I know, like, it is, we should acknowledge, it is obviously technically just Fanon that Eric knew.
Nah.
Like, it is technically just universally accepted like theory by fans, or pretty much universally accepted. But like, every time I watch that scene, like the line, like, enjoy it now before everyone has an opinion about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can apply to a straight relationship. But it's just like, everything Eric says has a different, has even more of a connotation with what is actually happening. And he doesn't, I mean, as the everyone's top piece of evidence, he does not gender.
Nope.
The person.
Gender neutral. King.
Yep. You've met someone.
Mm-hmm.
Moment of silence, apparently, unintentionally.
We're both just sitting here processing that information a little bit, even though it was in our script. Yeah. I mean, that exactly wasn't, but...
No, yeah.
What else didn't we talk about?
I mean, we'd basically just have the end of the episode, but I'm just trying to, like, really kind of, like...
Oh, fuck the end of the episode.
Stretch it out a little bit, just being like, what else can we talk about before we have to talk about the end of the episode?
Little kissy.
Little kissy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should talk about Little Kissy.
We should absolutely talk about Little Kissy.
And honestly, egg on my face if I completely misremembered that YouTube comment saying that that's what that line directly translates to, but I just can't. And like... But
it's so funny to me.
It is. Like, I just realized it is a mirror to the Eric conversation.
Yeah.
Of, like, talking to the closest person and your, like, closest family member about this.
Mm-hmm.
And just the dynamic of, like, I'm seeing through you, and I, like, want, I'm giving you the opportunity and the space to, like, actually, like, share with me.
Yeah. I mean, really the only difference between their conversations is, first of all, Sarah and Simon are in the same room. And Sarah knows who it is and knows, like, about Simon's sexuality.
Yeah, and it's, like, a lot more open. It's just, like, a lot more open about what is happening. This is the conversation where we get Simon's take on, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, Wilhelm's, like, if Sarah asks, like, why they're keeping it a secret, and, like, Simon basically, like, says, like, Wilhelm wants it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he essentially says, like, he's going at Wilhelm's pace.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, that is hard. Because it's like, we stand a supportive king, but it's like, for Simon specifically, I do think that, like, to a degree, like, the inherent dishonesty of the way Wilhelm has clearly kind of established that he currently, like, wants this relationship, or, like, this whatever this is, this situationship, this whatever it is. Is like, it can't, it, like, it just feels like, it feels like it's already kind of getting to Simon.
What do you mean by the dishonesty?
Like, the fact that, like, he knows Wilhelm isn't going around telling anybody about what is happening between them, and Simon knows that, like, he can't really be super open about what is happening.
Mm.
Like, being in a relationship with someone who is closeted, like, would be and is difficult for, like, anybody who is out. But I think there's a specific quality to Simon that I think makes it especially hard.
Mm. I gotcha.
Is that, I mean, like, I don't know, do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I don't know, just like a person who is so unapologetically themselves.
Yeah, and is very close with the people around them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I think it is interesting to kind of, notice these these kind of nuanced moments of, like, even in this, like, happy period of the episode, you get this reminder that, like, yeah, things are going good, but it's like we do kind of see a clear desire on Simon's side to, like, I want to keep this moving forward. Like, I'm excited about this. I feel like I'm setting up a but, but I don't know if there really is a but. Like,
no, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, okay, we've danced around it long enough officially. Like, we need to sit with the implications of the end of the episode.
Do we? Can we just stop here? This is all that happens. Nothing else happens. Eric is still alive.
Well, first we can talk about the final setup before we get knocked down, which is that in a scene that is not directly related to Simon Wilhelm, so we're not really talking about it in detail, but, like, learning that August is staying at Hellerstrom for the weekend, sets up this, like, twist of being, like, Wilhelm being like, oh no, like, change of plans. And then you see this, this moment of, you know, it's almost like a flicker or something that you saw in the, did you give the prince a little kissy scene of being like, okay, well, okay, here's this, like,
yeah.
I mean, I've already been shut down by this boy. So it's like, I think
yeah.
There's definitely going to be the anticipation of, like, will just happen again. And then Wilhelm switches it up. And you're like,
yeah.
And you're like, no, actually, how about I go over to your house? Which is honestly an even grander gesture.
Yeah.
Like, it is an even more clear indication that Wilhelm is serious.
You're right.
I do find it interesting that he was fully just going to leave to Simon's house with nothing.
Yeah. He didn't even pack an overnight bag.
Yeah.
Although we've never known this boy to plan ahead, so.
I mean,
it actually kind of tracks.
Like, I would imagine the bus ride between Hellerstrom and Bjarnsund isn't, like, terribly long, I guess. So it's like, well, eh. But it's like,
yeah, but you're not going to take the bus home in the morning to get dressed.
Exactly. And, like, what were you going to do? Were you going to share Simon's toothbrush?
That's disgusting.
What were you going to do? Like,
I mean, wear his clothes. Sure, fine, whatever. Share his toothbrush? Vomit material.
Yeah.
That's way too intimate for somebody you've known for not a long time. No.
Yeah. It's just like, but it's like, I do wonder how long he thought of, oh no, August is staying here for the weekend, change of plans, and then to that, and then, like, didn't think.
Probably about 4 seconds. With everything we know about Wilhelm, it was probably max 5 seconds, most likely between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
That August is here. What if I went to Simon's?
Yeah. And then after that, after this grand gesture, we get the last few moments of joy when they're looking at each other as they're leaving Hellerstrom. Or the look.
With no overnight bag.
Yeah. But, like, specifically, the I remember you wanted to shout out the look back from Simon.
Oh, so good.
It's very good.
I don't have much to say other than that, though.
No, yeah.
That's me shouting it out. It's just so good.
It's just like, yeah, like, they're just enjoying.
It's very anticipatory. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah. Anticipatory. You. Like, they're just like.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And, like, they really are just, like, enjoying each other.
Yeah.
And then
Wilhelm's entire world comes crashing down at an alarming rate.
Yeah. Like, the way your stomach just drops out from under it, like just
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, okay, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, at this point, I know that the ending of this episode so well that I can't remember if I saw it coming in the moment. Knowing myself, I probably didn't, because I rarely see plot twists coming, because I like feel so, I care so much about like being a good audience member for the person telling the story a lot of the time that like I don't think ahead outside of the world. Yeah. So like unless someone in universe saw it coming, I usually often end up getting surprised by stuff like this. But like, I mean, shout out Gaywatch, aka Brittany, for being like, I didn't expect it, but also it's so classic. Like,
that's the thing, is I don't remember whether I saw it coming, but watching it again, I'm like, yeah, of course.
Right. This is like my final big point that like we can't dwell on too much necessarily, because like a full length of discussion would probably go far more spoilerly than we're willing to go. But like, by the time this episode comes out, you will have heard our we have a reactors and fanfics episode, bonus episode that came out.
We do.
And like, especially after that episode, I've really been thinking like, what could have been, in the sense that like this episode of the show is the episode that launched 1,000 fanfics.
Oh yeah. And I've read all of them.
Yeah. Like, it is a, like, similar to the way, like, I mean, the show becomes the show in this episode. A lot of it is because Eric dies. Because, mm-hmm. like, you're like, oh, no, that was the story we're actually telling.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of Willem's behavior is, like, a lot of this show is because, unfortunately, of Willem's behavior. And a lot of it is guided by the amount of pressure he's under. And he goes from having a mountain of pressure to an entire fucking mountain range of pressure.
Yeah.
And so, like, everything changes.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I've just always been impressed with the show for doubling down.
Yeah.
Like,
it committed.
We already set up a pretty complicated dynamic, and then we were on our way to fixing it.
Yeah.
And then we made it a million times worse. And by worse, I mean more complicated.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is the same after this episode.
Nope. Not even a little.
And sometimes I sit with, because, like, you're so there for Wilhelm at the end of this episode, and I'm like, I want to take a moment to think about Simon's perspective in all this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not to take away from Wilhelm's loss, but it's like, think about, I mean, it's sudden, it's going to be sudden for everybody, but it's like, he has no idea what's going on. Like, how does Simon find out that Eric is dead? Just like, fuck, man. Like, it's just like,
yeah.
We can't go beyond this last scene without getting into the next episode stuff. But it's just like,
nope. So we can just sit here and feel icky.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I think us and the listeners are gonna have to get used to this awkward silence at the end of each of these episodes of this cycle. Because yeah.
Sit here, feel icky.
Because we're going to go right up to the line where everything changes, and then have to just be like, Wow.
That's bonkers, bro. And move on.
Yeah.
And go into the outro.
Yeah.
It's a SHFI.
Yeah. I mean,
sit here, feel icky. Should I take us out?
Here's to Crown Prince Wilhelm, everybody.
Rip. Literally. I mean, not for him, but you know what
yeah.
I mean. Should I do the outro?
Yeah, I think
I think we're there.
Yeah. We weirdly didn't have as much to say as we on this episode as we had the last one. But it's like, well, last time we had two it was a two-parter.
That is true.
But we really do kind of get more of like a sprinkling of them in this episode of like big, like they're big things and they're big beats, but like we're not really,
there's only a few of them.
Yeah, we're not tracking a progression like we're in episode two. So
all right. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes and other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram at People Don't Talk About. Our next episode will be
Art of the Choice.
The Art of the Choice for season 1, episode 3. So stay tuned.
So all about the acting choices. Yes.
And with that, all that's left to say is let's start a revolution, baby.